I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There has been a fourth shooting involving a Detroit police officer this month. WWJ's Charlie Langton is live and local with the latest, Charlie.
Tom, and this is the third deceased of those four officer-involved shootings. Grand River Myers, 7:15 last night. Detroit police officers encounter a man with a 32-inch sword standing in the middle of the road. That's a sword. Then he starts throwing daggers at the officers. He begins running at the officers, swinging that sword. They tasered him. That didn't stop him. The guy kept on coming. Another shot. They did shoot him, and then he went into the officer's car. Apparently, there was a civilian that tried to box the man into the car so he couldn't get away. And just before he went into the officer's car, he threw a dagger. It hit an officer's eye. The man was shot. He taken to the hospital. He later died. Chief Craig is saying that the officers were put in fear for their lives. It was a shooting that had to take place to stop this man. He also said that the man had some mental issues. Again, four officer-related shootings. This month, three deceased. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.